IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about healthy choices or not, because we're heading into Shavuot. And of course, it's very traditional to eat milk meals over Shavuot. Now, for the lactose intolerant, which is probably most Jews of European descent to a greater or lesser extent, it's not necessarily an easy time, but it's a wonderful one. Adrian Bogarty, presenter of the Essen Fresen Show here on Chai FM, joining us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, and you?
I am well, thank you. All right, so first of all, just tell us a little bit about the tradition of food on Shavuot.
Okay, the tradition of milk meals on Shavuot is because before we were given the Torah, there was no sheker and nothing was kosher.
Right, so we didn't know the regulations around how to make it, what was a kosher animal, how it was kosher or not.
It.
So therefore we eat milk to avoid that, Got it.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
So that's where the tradition comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So the most popular dairy choices at the moment seem to be, besides the cheesecake, is milk tart. Truly South African introduction into Shavuot.
Wow.
I didn't
think so. Milk tart is back.
Yeah, very much so. I've been seeing posts all over Facebook of people making milk tart for Shavuot.
Wow.
I've never thought about it.
No, absolutely.
I must admit.
What a nice idea.
It is. It's something different, and it can be made dairy-free for those who are lactose intolerant.
Right.
You just call it a custard tart instead.
Right.
That's literally the difference. And then with the Sfardim, they make a 7-layer cake. And it's quite a big job, but they do a 7-layer cake that can be made parv as well. It's to represent obviously the 7 weeks up until Shavuot.
And how do they make it? What is that cake? Well, describe
it for
us. So
the recipe should be on the website already because I shared it on Tuesday. It is the one I shared was a buttercream icing, which you can make parv as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they just bake 7 thin layers of plain normal cake. I think everybody has their own tradition, so you can bake whichever kind of cake you like. You can make it a chocolate cake if you want. As long as it's the 7 layers, you know, it should work. The one I've got was buttercream with a caramel icing on top.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like my diabetes is going to stand up and go, welcome to the world.
You'll worry about that next week. You know, let's not make it this weekend's problem.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
but that's such a, you know, I'd never heard that the Sfaradim do a 7-layer cake representing. And if anybody wants to know what the 7 weeks are, there's 7 weeks between Passover and Shavuot. And that's when we count the Omer. I tell you each day what day of the Omer it is. So each week is represented by a layer of that cake. I really had no idea. What a lovely idea that is, though.
It was. When I found it out, I thought that is so much more meaningful to me.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not Sfaradi, than a cheesecake.
Well, somehow
we all love cheesecake.
I know, but the Sfaradim do manage to find meaning. They're very good at that. I find that there is a lot of that. But and it can be any type of cake. It's just as long as the concept is 7 layers.
Yes, it seems to be any kind of cake, because I found about 15 different recipes for different types of cake.
Right.
So that's it. Saying that, it's not one I'm going to be making.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a lot of work.
Well, 7 layers, can't take you a minute.
Yeah. So that's
cheesecake, and in terms of popularity around different types of cheesecake, are people still going classic, or are they doing caramel cheese? I mean, what is the cheesecake of choice that you're seeing this year around?
I'm actually just seeing classic cheesecakes. I haven't seen the one that won the cheesecake competition that was run recently, the kosher cheesecake competition. I'm not quite sure what cheesecake it is. I just know who won it. But I think people are going traditional again. I think with the cost of food, the cheesecake is so expensive as it is that it's, you know, become an issue of, you know, we can make one cheesecake and forget about the toppings.
Yeah, the cost of cheese and making a cheesecake is absolutely outrageous at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. I mean, the cream cheese alone is going to cost you an absolute fortune, and then the sour cream, and, you know, it just adds a lot. I think if you buy a cheesecake, they're like over 140, 150 rand a cheesecake.
Wow.
So, you know, depending on where you're buying, obviously.
And when people are making milk meals as well, fish is also incredibly expensive.
Yeah, and if you're doing milk and you're doing fish, well, fish is actually more expensive than kosher meat. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
So the tradition is also to, some people do, they start with a milk meal, a milk starter, let's say. Then they clear off the table, obviously rinse out your mouth or have something else to eat. And then they have their meat meal as a su'uda.
Ah.
So, you know, that there is that
option as
well.
Seems like a hell of a commitment, that.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and especially when we've got 3 days. You know, we go from Shabbat into Shavuot, 3 days. And I think we have to take it easy a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, cooking is quite an effort. I mean, it takes you 3 days to cook for 3 days because you've got to have everything ready in time, and, you know, you've got to think ahead. Usually you just have to think of 1 day or two. Now you're thinking of three.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, any last-minute tips for anybody heading into these 3 days?
So just making food that you know can be reheated easily without drying out. That's my big thing. So lots of sauces. And just because the tradition is milk doesn't mean you have to have a milk meal.
Right.
The udas are usually celebrated with a meat meal. And to find a really good wine to go with your cheese.
That's a lovely, lovely idea. Absolutely right. And that's the way to go. Find a lovely wine to go with it. And it makes the 3 days go a lot quicker as well. Adrian Bugatti, who is the presenter for the Essen Fresen Show here on Chai FM. Thank you for your words of advice.